The newest library in Oakland is on 81st Avenue. It has a sleek, modern exterior, unexpected angles, and large green-tinted windows. The interior boasts new designs, too, from Zumba classes to Monopoly gatherings. It's also the school library for two charter schools and the only public library in Oakland that can offer you a brownie and a beverage while you have your head in the books. From Mills College, Megan Sussman has our story.
Chips, brownies, Madelines, turkey sandwiches.
Marcus Hassan works at the 81st Avenue Library Cafe.
Tuna or roast beef, and I have fruit cups, Snapples, and sparkling flavored waters.
Almost all the food served here is healthy, but there are a few exceptions.
And by far the best selling?
The brownies, definitely.
Hassan's a high school graduate, and he's been working at the 81st Avenue Library since the school year started. He got the job through Youth Uprising, an Oakland nonprofit that provides job training for teenagers.
If you didn't have this job here, where do you think you would have a job?
Who knows? I'm not sure. It's a good question.
Every week, students from the charter schools nearby use the library for school projects. The Oakland Unified School District gave an empty lot to the city in order to bring a public library into the neighborhood. So it's no wonder that the cafe at the 81st Avenue Library is a magnet for kids. But it's not necessarily working for everyone else.
I don't actually make coffee here.
Well, the nearest place to get coffee is at Starbucks, which is about 3 miles away on the other side of the highway.
That's Derek DeMay, senior librarian and branch manager of the 81st Avenue Library.
We have a cafe in the library, and one of the most desired things that patrons and teachers of the two schools want is coffee.
At 2:30 on a Friday afternoon, the cafe is empty, while the library is full of children, just finished with their day of school. I asked Michelle Santamaria, assistant librarian at 81st Avenue, if this is a normal occurrence.
I don't see too many people. I was thinking, I don't know if there's a reason, but if they got coffee up in there, that there'd be way more people, like myself. And it doesn't have to be fancy coffee.
But an hour later, a few children come into the cafe. Some of them took the bus here, while others are with their moms, about to pick out books and movies for the weekend. All of them are eating food that's sold by vendors from across the street.
If you've been out there to 81st...
This is Jane Lopez, the supervising manager of District 1 Libraries.
The neighborhood people that sell things on little carts, if you're familiar with Oakland, there are a lot of... Because that area has a high Latino population, African-American population. So they sell handmade or homemade fried things, and they don't look very healthy. Fruit, sometimes it's fruit.
I go outside the library to see what exactly is being sold. There are mangoes coated in dried chili and sold in plastic bags, but there are also pork rinds and roasted corn on a stick slathered in mayo, and small groups of people buying this food and walking away.
If you know the neighborhood, the school, it's not that it goes on lockdown, but they really don't, there really isn't really a place to lounge, a bench or sit, or you can't walk down to International to the liquor, to the Walgreens or whatever's on that whole boulevard. That's a trek. And San Leandro, that's way, and it's really, between there, it's no man's land. You're walking and it's, it's all industrial.
Which is why the cafe seemed like such a good idea. It gives a safe place for children to eat and hang out once school is over. Still, branch manager Derek DeMay thinks it could be doing more.
It would give the neighboring residents in the community just this wonderful place to come gather and purchase a cup of coffee and talk with each other, because there's nothing like that around here.
In this neighborhood of liquor stores advertised as markets, where there may be as many warehouses as houses, people are looking for a place to relax. So this isn't even really about the library cafe itself, what they serve, or when they're open. It's about this neighborhood, and about how so many people want this 50-square-foot space to do so much.
It's been hard to sort of figure out what to do with that space. And so it's actually, it's exciting in that, we can do anything we want there. So let's think of something.
But maybe, just maybe, the cafe is doing enough. Marcus has a job.
I'm not complaining. I enjoy what I do. I like making people happy, seeing a smile on their face.
The kids have snacks after school. They have a safe space to sit. And it's a beginning. For Mills College, I'm Megan Sussman.